Barham Saleh is prime minister of the Kurdish regional government in northern Iraq, based in Sulaymaniyah. As such, Dr. Saleh is a leading spokesman for the most pro-American of Iraq's communities. The Kurds enjoyed self-government before the war, when they were protected by U.S. warplanes. Dr. Saleh has been in the United States for the past week. Welcome to our program once again.
Thank you for having me.
The story out of Iraq that has preoccupied us is the investigation of what happened at Abu Ghraib prison. First, your reaction to it. Are you surprised by what was happening there?
Very disturbed, no doubt about it. And we are adamant that this will not be allowed to taint the reputation and the contribution that so many Americans have made to our freedom in Iraq.
Do you suspect that there was a policy there, as it was found in the military's own report, of maintaining an atmosphere to make interrogations go better, make the detainees, the political detainees, at least feel that much more insecure?
We are confident that the U.S. government and the U.S. military command will investigate these episodes and will make sure that they will not be repeated. I have to say, these reports are much an affront to the Americans and American values than they are to Iraqis.
There was a CNN Gallup poll that came out a short while ago which found that most Iraqis now see U.S. forces in their country as occupiers, not as liberators. Most have a negative opinion of Americans. Except when you look at the Kurds who were polled in that survey, they have the opposite views. They still have a very high opinion of the American forces and evidently typically believe that the U.S. has come to liberate them. Are you a spokesman for a separate nation within a nation when you speak for the Kurds of Iraq?
The reality of the situation there is that the Kurdish areas of Iraq have enjoyed a relative degree of freedom over the last 12 years. That freedom was sustained by the protection accorded to us by the United States and the United Kingdom. And we have been able to develop a margin of freedom and democratic government that was not founded in the rest of Iraq. So the Kurdish people know firsthand what the United States has done for us. And interestingly also, I would say the Kurds are among very few people in the Middle East who are not shy to say thank you to the United States and appreciate the assistance.
We are now a matter of weeks away from the transfer of power to a new Iraqi government. And the UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been trying to devise the formula of who will govern Iraq, at least until there are elections. First of all, are you pleased with the progress that has been made, or does this seem as rushed and down to the wire to you when you're back in Sulaymaniyah, Iraq, as it seems to some of us here?
I wish that the sovereignty was restored the day after liberation.
A year ago.
I hope we can meet the deadline of 30th of June. It's important to have an Iraqi government that will assume responsibility for this country.
Come July, will you feel empowered as a local prime minister, let's say, to say, we're sovereign, I want to see what's going on in that U.S. facility where you've detained some people from here?
My own expectation, and from what we have heard from Americans in terms of our engagement, the Iraqi government will have enormous powers on these matters. No doubt security will be handled in large measure by the American troops there, but they would be working in tandem with the sovereign Iraqi government. And my expectation is that the Americans would be inviting us rather than us calling on them and say, open the door.
But the doors that they wouldn't be holding open to you to come in and walk through, would you have the right to knock on that door and say, we're in Iraq right now, I want to see what's going on?
I would imagine that is implicit in terms of sovereignty, and I have not seen anything that would suggest otherwise.
And when American officials assure Jalal Talabani, your political leader, or yourself for that matter, that they're going to stay the course, are they telling you U.S. troops are going to remain in Iraq for several years? Not to worry, we're not going to pull out?
They have not spoken to us specifically about the duration of American military presence inside Iraq, but we certainly, from our vantage point, we do see an imperative for sustaining American military inside Iraq for some time to come. But I hope what we see nowadays when Americans are targeted by terrorists, that could be reversed. Iraqis should assume responsibility for the urban areas, and hopefully Americans will be in locations where they can provide us with strategic support.
Dr. Saleh, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Barham Saleh, Prime Minister of the Kurdish Regional Government in Sulaymaniyah, Iraq.